get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Infinity Wanderers 2 is a second edition of our new magazine, focusing on real history and genealogy, and on the genres of alternate history, science fiction and historical fiction. Issue 2 includes an interview with author Vivian Tufnell and the establishment of two main columns for the publication. These are Small Causes by L.G. Parker, looking at events that did or could have changed history dramatically, despite being apparently small in themselves. And we have Family History Shorts, which takes one or two family history photographs and adds genealogical information to them. Perfect if you love ancestry or history. Are you a bookworm? Great! We have book reviews too. So why not order yourself a copy of Infinity Wanderers 2, available on Amazon and in Gem's Linktree. Migraine, arthritis, fibromyalgia, pain? Would you like a natural painkiller? With just three ingredients, Gem's CBD balm could be just what you're looking for. Rub it into where it hurts and let it do its thing. Available only in the UK. DM Gem on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Contains coconut oil. Hello and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. I'm Gem Swallow. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Welcome to How To. Try saying that three times fast. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing a how-to that I've come across by complete accident. If you're an animal lover and you live with furry friends, there's something in here that will help them too. So, let me throw some meat on the bones of this, okay? I live in Southampton, UK, at this current moment in time, we're in a heatwave. Now, one thing is for sure, that every year we're going to go through a heatwave. God knows what the winter's going to be like, but we're not there yet. But we're in a heatwave and everyone wants to stay cool. Now, this is going to help no matter what gender you are, but this really has helped me out. And today it's helped two of my family members out. I'm included in that. But before we get stuck in, I might sound a bit weird because I'm recording from a place I don't usually record from. I usually, if you're an avid listener, I usually record in one of two places. One is my living room. I can't do that because it's afternoon and my family is like all home. And we're all like chilling out for the afternoon. And my bedroom, which is my other, you know, in brackets, studio, well, it's just too hot. So I figured the coolest place I know is my hallway. There's ventilation and I'm sat on a step. You know, I'm really keeping it real here. So I said on my Twitter that I was going to share a how-to. Now, obviously you can't see me. It's probably not a bad thing, but you can't see me. And so I thought I would walk you through something that I have right now on like one of the hottest days of the year. It's humid people. Now, I have a condition, if I remember, and that means I can't really regulate my body temperature. When everyone else feels hot, their body usually starts to boil down. With me, I might feel nauseous or giddy or dizzy, and it's just, well, as adventurous as it sounds. So, with this condition, it can include myself conditions. I also have fatigue syndrome and migraine. If one of my conditions is like to spaz out and I decide, oh, this is fun, you know, maybe wiring goes out, then I'm not at fast if I want to put things back into order. So with that, I came across this design. I said, oh, shit. My hair is actually underlaid. I have very, very thick hair. I can't always put up a ponytail with my makeup stuff in the heat. This is something I'm using work with because when it's heat, everything's bland. But what I'm going to do love is a good bandana. So with this, I have two tutorials in one here. One is for a human, and the other one is for furry feline friends, or dogs, anything, any family member basically that has fur. Now, I'm just going to put it in the other day, and then say, I'm referring to cats and dogs, perhaps rabbits as well, but really? Cats and dogs more, but hey, for a family member that's furry, I'm sure they get work with them, it doesn't. So, I, at the moment, it's been a rough day for me. I have felt nauseous and I'm busy sat here with a bandana around my head, which you can see in the cover up of this episode. I have kind of gone like, I guess it's anything I cook. I'm right up in front of me, which you can't see, but I'm going to describe. I have a bandana. And this bad boy has saved my mum today. She came home from being home from work, red, overheated, and this little trick helped her out. So, I just have, really, I have two bandanas. But in front of me, I have one. It's a normal bandana, 100% cotton, and it's about 30 centimetres by 30. It's a square. It's just a normal, running little bandana. If you have one to hand, what I want you to do is wet it under cold water. Once it's wet, I'm not talking damp, I'm talking wet. It's okay to wring it out, but you need it wet. Then put it in your fridge. Doesn't matter where, just put it in your fridge. Because what you need is for this thing to be cold and wet. Now, the one I have in my hand has been used today. And to be honest, it's got to be washed. But I'm gonna get down and dirty with it. And I'm going to show you what to do. So, imagine your bandana has been in your fridge for a few hours, okay? I'd say 3 at most. This one, I tried, I left it overnight because I knew it was going to be hot today. So, lay the bandana out in front of you. And what we're going to do, if you're female in particular, this hairstyle is for you. Now, my hair is thick. It's been in a plait for the last 2 days, so it's kind of got like, as my other half would say, mermaid hair. So, it was washed yesterday, it looked way better. Today it's kind of like, shove it up into plaits, it's fine. But then the heat got to it and my head started to hurt. And I thought, okay, I need preventatives here, I need them quick. So I decided, right, I have a bandana in the fridge. Even saying that out loud is weird, I know. But I have a bandana in the fridge. Let's whip it on out and do something. So, you have your cold, wet bandana. Put it in front of you. And what you're going to do it in a square. So hold it up to you, right in front of you, using your two arms, and lay it down. And you should have hold of the two corners at the bottom of the bandana. With your right hand, put the corner over, like you're creating an arrow, to the top left-hand side of your bandana. So now, you should have your hand to the left still gripping the bottom of the bandana, and you should have a hold of the top left-hand side. Now what you're going to do, look down, and you should have an arrow pointing directly in front of you. If you've done that, you've done it right. Now, it should be cold and wet, so we're not going to leave it too long, because if it's against your skin, like mine is, I'm wearing shorts, then... So what you're going to do, imagine you're fixing this onto you like a cape. Put it in the back of your head, so that you have two ends hanging down your shoulders. So imagine it's a really, really tiny cape. Yeah, Superman, he wouldn't be envious at this point. But he's got a really, really small cape. Holding the two points, what we need to do, bring them up so that the bit that's around the nape of your neck moves up. That's totally fine. Bring them up so that you grip them like you're going to tie an Alice band around your head. You can hold the two points in your left or right hand, depends on what you are. I'm right-handed. Grip hold of the two points, so basically, you have this really cool, really cool thing going on. You kind of have like an Alice band you're tying around your head, but it kind of has a floppy bit at the back. Now what I want you to do, tie the two bits you have at the top of your head in a knot very gently. So just get one bit, put it over the other, so it should be under, and tie. Like you're just tying something up. Done that? Okay. Now what you're going to do, with your hair, bring your hair up like you're going to put it into a ponytail. It's okay if you don't have any hair elastics or any clips or anything, that's fine. Put your hair, and it's okay if it's long or short, the bandana will hold it. bring your hair up like you're about to put it into kind of like a water fountain, like you're about to shove it against your head. I call it a water fountain. I was a child of the 90s. They had like the fountain hairstyles. Now they've got those clips you can put in. Basically all you do is putting it to the back of your head. Now the top of it isn't going anywhere. You tied that up. Hold it though, and with that, bring the bottom of it, which is now kind of like a weird thing that's hanging off the base of your neck, right? Bring that up along the back of your head. It's okay if it moves, because as it moves, you can bring your other hand, letting go of the top, because it's already tied. Bring your other hand down and just loosen the back. Now, very hard for me to do at the moment because I have already one around my head. But what you're doing is bringing the flap at the back up over your head so that it covers your head. If it's done that, that's fine. You should have the tie up bit and you should have the tail coming up. Once it fits over your head and you can feel your hair like it's kind of gone up, you've done it right. Now what you're going to do, get the little, where your knot is at the top, that you made a little while ago, get one of the little ears that you got left over. So you've got the knot, the bit you tied up that you can grip hold of. We're gonna hold that with your hand, and with the the little bit of material that's come at the back of your head, we're gonna grip that. It's okay, you can move it. It won't go anywhere because your hair is holding it in place. Then what you're gonna do, bring it up, so everything should be against your head, and you should have a flap at the back and a flap at the front. The ear that you've got that's been tied up and the flap at the back, what you're going to do is tie that. And it's okay to tie it in a knot, just make sure, for the love of God, you don't have any hair stuck into it. So if you're like me, my hair is adventurous. My hair kinks in unusual places and it's curious. If I put it up, little bits come down, it's a nightmare. So if you're like me, get your index finger of your other hand and where the knot is forming, where you've tied it, make sure that there's no loose hairs, no flyaways, because if you get that in your knot, it's going to pull and it's not going to be very nice. So you're going to tighten that up, and then once I feel secure, knot it, and then let it go. Now you have the pin-up hairstyle. Now I'm going to try and take this one off. Without, I've got two on. Probably not the best thing to do in a hot day. But hey, we suffer for our art, don't we? So with that, you've just done a pin-up. Really easy to do. You can do it with a wet bandana or a dry bandana. And that's it. It will stay in place. If you need to wet it, what I would do, when you feel it getting dry, basically, your head will start getting warm because we lose all of our heat to our head. Go to the bathroom, go to the kitchen, let the water run just a little bit, get some cold water in your hand and dab it down against the fabric. Now you might be saying, yeah, Jem, I've kind of done it, but there's hair coming either side. That's fine. Just shove the hair in. Mine does the same thing. I just shove the hair into the rest of the bandana. And what you can do is flatten the bandana against your head. If it's wet, it shouldn't take too much fuss, but it's just to really cool your body down. Now, it doesn't have to look amazing. It's just a practical thing of cooling you down. So if you feel around, if your hair is bugging you, like me, underneath this bandana, my hair is, well, it's a work of art, really. I mean, I started out with one hairstyle today, had to take it out. And so it's like half of it's over my head and then half of it's up. I mean, once I take this down, God knows what I'm going to look like. I have that gift to come. But if you do it, let me know. Send me a picture on Twitter. It would be amazing to see. It's at Radio Gem. Follow this. If you need to rewind this bit, we need one bandana. It's really simple to do. It contains basically two knots and you're done. And do it with any hairstyle. Curly hair, straight hair, thick hair, thin hair. So that's a human one. If you're an animal that you live with, they're struggling too. I have a cat, and he has very, very thick hair. He's a beautiful little guy, but he has very, very thick fur. So what you can do, if you have a tea towel, or I would say, I think over here we call them tea towel. Other countries might call them a dishcloth, but that means something different over here. Basically, if you have a tea towel, put the tea towel under cold water. You don't want it freezing, just cold. I usually squeeze it out a little bit, approach your animal, and what I do is I let my little guy sniff it. If it's going to go onto him, he deserves the right to know what it is. If someone was approaching me and they were like, Gem, I've got something for you, I'd be like, what is that thing? Allow me to make eye contact with it first, so you're not approaching me otherwise. So what I would do, when I approach my little guy, I'm talking about the cat, I let him sniff it, the tea towel, and then what I do is gently I rub it down his body, over his back. And you can tell because it will start to look like he licked himself. And as you do, he kind of feels relieved. He might even position himself, if it's like my cat, he might even position himself near the fan. And what he'll do is just feel cooler and like, oh, relief. Oh, there is a God, you know? So I did that with my cat, and now that's cooled him down for a little while. You can usually tell when they need help because they're restless or they don't know what to do with themselves. But get a cold, wet tea towel and put it over their body. It will help them out. So if this has helped, please do let me know. As I said, at Radio Gem on Twitter. If you're a guy and you have a bandana, same thing. Put it over your head. It will help. I guess you could have some hairstyle. I'm not a guy though. I don't know what the in fashion for like bandanas are. I might have to look that up, you know. But if your sister or your girlfriend or your wife or whoever in your family, perhaps it's your brother, whatever it is, has a bandana, if it's cotton and it doesn't smell, please do not put a bit of material in the face that smells. You don't need that on a hot day. And just put it in, even if you have to put it into like a freezer bag or something, put it in, bring it out after a few hours, Bob's your uncle, should work. Let me know if it works for you. I'm hoping to get this up by the weekend. I know that the weekend is going to be hot. And I hope you're staying cool, pardon the pun. And remember to stay hydrated. And remember to keep the animals hydrated as well. And yeah, if you're going to go out, use some sun cream, you know. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm always saying about sun health and stuff, but yeah. But I hope you enjoyed this how-to. I hope it was easy to follow. And if you manage to try it on yourself, send me a picture. That would be amazing. Well, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast episode. Didn't have this plan, but I thought I should tell everyone this little trick. You know, it's hot. We need some help. And yeah, I will speak to you next week. Same time, would that work? I'm there if you are. I'll see you then. I'm Gems Rollo. Yes, that would be me. And this is Quirky Gems Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.